Oh, the water is wide.
My garages are underwater. My buildings are underwater. I mean, we've been trying desperately to try to save what we can.
It's just unusual, you know, to see the water done get this high.
This is an incredible flood, but I think we're going to be okay. It's just a matter of time till it goes down. We'll get back in there, clean up, and take care of the neighborhood, you know.
With fingers crossed, the people of Memphis wait out the mighty Mississippi River. They're on their fourth 100-year flood in less than a century. Oh, the real Beale Street Blues in Memphis. 48 feet, who's counting? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. That's right, the real Beale Street Blues, Memphis and flooding. We're going directly to Memphis. It's Tuesday, May 10th. Celeste is out this morning, and we start with the Mississippi River, now moving twice as much water south as it usually does. Officials in Memphis say the flooding this morning is about as bad as it's going to get. The river is at nearly 48 feet above normal. Entire neighborhoods in low-lying areas are underwater at this hour. Officials are confident the levees will protect the city's world-famous musical landmarks, including Graceland and Beale Street. The flooding is far from over, though. The water is not expected to recede in some areas for weeks. The crest could last as long as 48 hours. Louisiana appears to be next in line for this historic flooding. The city of Baton Rouge is being warned to expect up to 25 feet of water. But Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana says people in areas that are likely to flood need to make their evacuation plans now.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Now is the time for people to make preparation.
We'll go live to Memphis to hear about the near-record water levels in just a few minutes. We turn now to Pakistan and the ongoing friction over the death of Osama bin Laden. We're learning President Obama was willing to risk a military confrontation with Pakistan in order to get bin Laden. Our partner, the New York Times, says it was the president who insisted the assault force leading the raid last week be large enough to fight its way out in case they were confronted by Pakistani troops. Also this morning, U.S. officials say they will be granted access to Osama bin Laden's three widows for questioning. Plans for a U.S. exit strategy in Afghanistan are coming together. U.S. military officers have reportedly drawn up preliminary proposals to withdraw 5,000 troops from the country this summer and another 5,000 by year's end. The plan would be only a modest reduction from the current 100,000-plus U.S. troops now in Afghanistan. And it all comes as the Taliban is in the midst of launching its spring offensive. This morning, about 400 Taliban fighters stormed a town in northern Afghanistan, the second large-scale attack in the past 4 days. NATO launched some of its heaviest airstrikes to date in the Libyan capital of Tripoli overnight. Witnesses say the targets included Muammar Gaddafi's compound, the Libyan intelligence agency, and state TV offices. In the past 10 minutes, Japan's prime minister says his country will scrap a plan that calls for an increase in the share of nuclear power as an energy source to 50%. Japan now gets 30% of its energy from nuclear power. The fight over President Obama's health care law reaches the first of three U.S. appeals courts today. A three-judge panel in Virginia will hear oral arguments on whether requiring Americans to buy health insurance is constitutional under the Commerce Clause. And a big deal is expected to be announced later this morning. Microsoft will reportedly buy Skype, which revolutionized telephone calls over the Internet, for $8.5 billion. It would be Microsoft's largest acquisition ever. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,684. The S&P opens at 1,346. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,843. And oil is trading at $101 a barrel after a bit of a spike yesterday, but it's down about a dollar a barrel this morning. Coming up this morning, a deeper look into the aftermath of bin Laden's death. Did it reveal how much Pakistan's own intelligence agency knew about his whereabouts or didn't know? We'll talk later this hour. And how does this sound? President Gingrich. We talk about his upcoming official announcement to enter the 2012 race later today. And in a few minutes, reports on the flooding along the Mississippi. What's your dispatch?
This is John Sigmund, and I just left Memphis, Tennessee, and I drove by President's Island, and it is about 5 foot underwater, and that's where all the refineries are.
After the flood, during the flood, it's The Takeaway.